Fallow. 1. Spring almost gone, and the planting still not done. This ground under these trees still untilled. Inside these crumpled runs of rusty chicken wire, the wild mustard, a knee-high sunlit yellow haze. Black widows nest in the water valve boxes, their egg sacs and one-time mates hanging there in the silk. Tumbleweed seedlings sprout from thousands of small depressions, testimonies to last winter's rain and present neglect. Lying fallow, they call it, an archaic phrase signifying cultivated ground now uncultivated, a pallid gray-green on a backdrop of browns with hints of local color. They say not to worry, that any farmer knows the fields need a rest now and then, that nature knows best how to reinvigorate the land, that next year's crop and the next will be better for it. I don't doubt what they say, having lain fallow myself more than once and felt the warmth when a caring hand broke through the crusted surface, preparing the seedbed, replacing old, depleted strains with new stock, returning me, restoring me to good health. I recognize in this that very providence, the natural capital gain and unearned income all economy depends upon, that vast, fortunate generosity of wilderness, making good the short-term loans we take out in order to raise our little plots of specialty crops. Just the same, I can't help but feel guilty, missing already the thrifty growth and plump fruit that come only with consistent tendering. I watch the ants excavating their volcanoes and wonder what they will harvest. I hear the birds, bees, and flies loudly approving this commonwealth of weeds, but putting my ear to the unturned ground, hear grubs becoming locusts, blister beetles, and other plagues. 2. Last summer, in the shade of this mulberry, started from a cutting, watered through each drought, pruned and shaped every spring until this one, I bent the limber branches down and tapped their fruit into a wooden bowl until it was more than full. Ate handful on handful until I was more than full, then stretched up to the highest limb to satisfy my sudden lust for that perfectly ripened one, untouched by the thrashers, quail, and mockingbirds, as those before us have for eons, paying for our greed with purple fingers, lips and tongues, swelling bellies, and hearts thankful that we have lived long enough to taste the fruits of our labor. Called from home this spring to try to find a way to speak to men who have spent their lives behind columns of numbers and marble and military uniforms, some way to take in hand the uncalloused hands of those who, though our very lives depend on it, just can't seem to understand how much enough is enough. Opening to the mountains east and west, the sky north and south, to sun, to moon, to wind and water, to the living earth beneath our feet, I ask that this fallow ground bear well, provide for the wild, and store up for my return.